life and what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail at the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but your mind's awake.
Because you're near me, funny, but when you're near me, I'm moving for love. Oh, well, if you can flambé a duck.
Hey, Mona, I'm back. Kids okay?
Never better. They're sound asleep.
Hey, look at this place, huh? Real romantic. You babysitters are all alike trying to sneak in your boyfriend, huh?
No such luck. This is all for Angela and Jeffrey.
Oh, that's that lawyer she's been drooling over, huh?
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure when he brings her home tonight that he doesn't get any wrong ideas. Like leaving.
Oh. Well, I think you got it covered. I mean, hey, brandy, candles, firelight, huh? If this guy don't get the picture, his shutter's not cocked.
Well, now, all they need is a little privacy. What are you doing home?
Ah, yeah, well, I went down to Brooklyn to see my friends, you know, but it's just not the same. I'm like an outsider there now.
Oh, here, come on. This'll cheer you up.
Oh. I don't know. I don't even know what's going on down there anymore. Anita Camisa is 3 months pregnant, and I just found out about it.
Well, that's wonderful, a baby.
Yeah, yeah. So the guys were taking bets on who the father was, you know? I'm so out of it, I had a bet on the husband.
This evening was wonderful. Dinner and dancing. I don't remember the last time I played miniature golf in an evening gown.
I'm just sorry the water slide was closed.
To the baby.
To the baby.
Mother, Tony, is there something you two need to tell me about?
Oh, okay, this is your mother there.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Boy, I'm beat, huh? Oh, got to hit the bed. Time. Good night.
Wait a minute. Wait. Whoa, time out. Who is this guy?
Jeffrey, this is my housekeeper, Tony.
How you doing?
And my mother, Mona Robinson.
Hello, this is for you. Oh, boy, I'm beat. Time to go to bed, huh?
Wait a minute. Tony Maselli.
Good guess. I know you.
St. Louis, 1981.
It was a long year. Could you help me out?
No, we never met. You played with the Cardinals for 2 months. Second base, number 14.
You remember that?
Yeah, sure. You came up in June. You batted 204.
You remember that, too.
It would have been 304 if it wasn't for that bum shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Angela, how come you didn't tell me you had a housekeeper who played with the Cards?
I was waiting for just the right moment.
This is fantastic. I have seen this guy play. Yeah. Wait a minute. Do you remember the second game of the L.A. series?
Are you kidding? There I was at the plate. Huh? Dodger Stadium, 50,000 fans.
56,000. He hit one so far out of there.
Want to see the ball?
You're kidding. You got the ball?
You bet your life upstairs.
You mind? 2 minutes. I don't believe this. How did you get the ball back?
I had to date the old lady who caught it.
Isn't he amazing? Oh, he knows wine. He knows opera. He even knows Tony.
He must be terrific at Trivial Pursuit.
Well, what do you think? Do you like him?
He's perfect. He's just what Tony needs.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, Tony is losing all of his old pals in Brooklyn, so maybe Jeffrey can be his pal in Connecticut.
Well, sure. Why not? Mm. You know, Jeffrey makes friends wherever we go. He's on a first-name basis with the pretzel man at Lincoln Center.
Now, that's clout.
Oh, this'll be great. Mm. He'll come over and he'll see Tony. Mm. Then he'll see me. Mm. Then he'll see more of me. I'll be the only woman on the block who shares her man with her housekeeper.
No, Diane Wilmington does, only she doesn't know it.
Charlotte Wilmington and Phoebe? Can I hear the doorbell?
No, he's not here yet, Angela. Do me a favor, put your hands up just like that. Come on, all right? Perfect.
What is it? What?
It's good. Hey. Huh? We had such a great time at the Jets game, boy. Angela, you found us one great guy. Oh,
I sure did, didn't I? He's fun. He's spontaneous. He's warm. He's thoughtful.
Yeah. He's got mid-court seats for the Knicks. He's got 40-yard line seats for the Jets. He's got VIP parking at Chase Stadium, huh?
I know. That's what first turned me on.
Hey, did he take you to Scotty's Sports Saloon yet?
No. Did he take you to Tavern on the Green?
No.
Good.
Yeah? You're gonna love Scotty's. Should have seen the action there last night. The Jets, the Raiders, and a chick named Abel Mabel. Oh, that must be Jeff. I'll get...
Hi.
Oh, Mother, it's you.
Nice to see you, too.
She didn't mean it, Mona. She was expecting Jeff.
Ah. Do you mean to tell me that you would rather go out with a rich, successful, handsome young lawyer than join your mother and two rowdy kids for root beer and rides at Pizza Playland?
Every time.
Great. I raised you right, right?
Right.
So, where is he taking you?
I don't know.
I'm sure it'll be someplace fun.
Le Chardonnay, corner booth. You're going to be up in a balcony. You'll love it.
So much for surprises.
Well, anyway, you'll know what to wear.
I'm wearing what I'm going to wear.
Oh. Well, in that case, you look nice, dear.
Yeah. Angela, you look real nice. But how about your black blouse?
Well, what's wrong with this?
Oh, nothing. No, it's real nice. It's just that Jeff likes you in black.
Oh! Is there anything else that Jeff likes that you'd like to tell me about?
Yeah, but that's between the two of you.
Tony! It's Mickey and Minnie! Here we
Pizza
go.
Pizza Playland, here we come!
Oh, thanks. Now, give me your jacket. Tony, don't you want to go with us?
No. I'm going to go down to Scotty's and watch the Knicks beat the Sixers.
Dad! Wake up and smell the coffee. Dr. J is going to run us off the court.
Samantha, you're my daughter and I love you. But don't you ever say that. Hey, there's always hope. Have a good time.
Okay,
see you later.
Okay, troops.
Bye.
Ho, hey, ho. Is he going to wear the black blouse?
Just go watch your football game.
It's the Knicks, Angela. It's basketball. Angela, by the way, don't mess with your hair. He likes it that way.
Traveling?
Are you kidding? Did you see that call? Come on, defense!
Hey, buddy, wake up and smell the coffee. Dr. J's running us off the court.
Hey, Jeff!
Hey, Jeffrey!
Jeffrey!
What did I tell you?
You're right. This place really is something.
Oh, no. I forgot it was hat night.
Oh, here. It's okay. I'll lend you mine.
Mm. Here. Thanks. Okay. Thanks. Now I get my first three hot dogs free.
Oh.
Come on. Hey, Tony.
Oh,
Jeff, that's you, huh? Hey, nice hat. Did you have one just like that? Hey, it's great to see you guys here, How was dinner?
It was wonderful.
We were on our way to Eastport for dessert, and the radio broke down in the car. I wanted to check the score on the game.
98-62 Philly.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Cartwright,
come on.
No. I promised Angela I would not get involved.
That's okay. I have to check my service anyway. Is there a phone?
Yeah, right over there.
Excuse me.
Check my service. They used to say powder my nose.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
How's it going?
No, can't complain, Sally.
Sally, huh?
Can I get you something?
I don't know. What do you got in mind?
She's got beer in mind, and you got a date. Hi, I'm Tony Maselli.
I'm off Wednesday night.
You are?
I'll call you.
I'll answer.
All right, Grunfeld, come on. Come on, buddy, they're coming back.
Hey, buddy. Buddy.
What?
What was that all about?
What?
What, that?
What, Sally?
Yeah, Sally. What happened to Angela?
What about Angela? She's fabulous.
I know. So what are you making dates with the waitress for?
What do you mean? I mean, I like Angela, Tony, but we're not married, you know? I mean, she can go out with other guys, right?
Well, sure. Hey, and she does, too. Lots of them doctors.
Hey, you know, she's got a friend who is as cute as she is, if, you know, you're interested.
Yeah? Yeah, but what happens if Angela finds out?
What, she doesn't let you date?
Not me, you.
What if she finds out? I'm not going to go out of my way to tell her.
No messages.
Well, I have got a message for you.
Yeah? Oh! Jeffrey, oh, you're terrible.
And I mean it.
Good.
I'm going to go get the car.
Okay.
I'll see you later, Tony.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Angela.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what Jeff just whispered in your ear.
Good, and you're not going to find out.
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing.
Tony, I think I'm falling in love.
Oh, Tucker Faith. 12, what a nice play.
Jeffrey, I don't know what it is about you, but you always make me feel so special.
Good. Because you are special.
Oh, hey. Excuse me. Just taking out the garbage.
Tony, tonight is not garbage night.
I know, but I hate a cluttered kitchen.
Tony's a great guy.
Yeah, great. Now, Where were we? Ah, yes. I think I was special.
Well, let's pick it up right from there.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Everybody's that good. Well, I'm all finished with the garbage.
Thank you.
I guess this is good night.
I guess so. Good night, Tony.
Good night, Angela. Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Tony. Good night, Angela.
No, not you. Just him.
I'm sorry. You know, I got a big case on Monday anyway. I got to get up tomorrow, work early.
Oh, it's going to take all day?
Yeah. Don't forget, Scotty's big game tomorrow, Green Bay versus Jets.
Sounds great.
Okay.
I'll call you. Soon.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
For what? The garbage? My job. No problem.
You know what I mean. Now, Jeffrey is a very busy man. He has very little time for recreation, and I would rather he recreate with me.
Yeah, well, now that you mention it, maybe you should find somebody else to recreate with.
Maybe you should. I want to be with Jeffrey, and I saw him first.
Hey, look, Angela, I just don't think, you know, you should get so hung up on this guy, Jeff.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to break us up. You're jealous of Jeffrey and me.
I'm jealous? Hey, Angela, don't take this wrong, but if you were thinking like me and you...
No, I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about you and Jeffrey.
What are you saying?
No. It's nothing like that. You see, it's very simple. You're losing your friends in Brooklyn, and you're in desperate need of male companionship, and you're stealing my boyfriend to get it.
Ooh, very good, Dr. Brothers. Angela, maybe this guy don't care about you as much as you think he does.
How dare you try to split us up?
I just don't think he's the right guy for you.
Jeffrey and I have something very special, and I'll thank you not to interfere. You just keep your broken nose out of it.
It's a deviated septum.
Hey, Tony!
Hey, Jeffrey.
Tony, come on over.
How you doing? Hi, Sally. How you doing?
Hi, Tony.
I miss anything?
Yeah, just the goal line stand, 4th and inches, and the first round of drinks. Tony, this is Nanette.
It certainly is.
On t-shirt night, I do everything I read.
Oh, yeah. You got a pencil?
It has to be on a t-shirt.
Well, when are you going to explode?
As soon as somebody lights my fuse.
Forget the pencil. You got a match?
Mother, how nice to see you. Come in, sit down.
Okay, Angela, what's wrong?
Nothing, it's just I'm bored. Oh. B-O-R-E-D.
Well, where is everybody?
Well, Samantha and Jonathan went to the movies with the Coopers. Huh? And Tony and Jeffrey are at that place.
Scotty's?
Where else?
Then you are not bored, you are ticked off. Well, why didn't you go with them?
If they'd wanted me to come, they would have asked me.
Oh, Angela, don't be an old poop. They probably think that you don't like football.
I don't like football.
Well, no, but you do like Jeffrey.
Are you saying that I should pretend to like football in order to get closer to a man?
It worked in high school, didn't it?
Oh, Mother, I'm not going to fit in. I don't even know the players' names.
Well, what do you think newspapers are for, huh? We're just going to... Oh, here. We'll flip to the old sports page. We'll make ourselves a crib sheet. Ready? Here we go. Pat Ryan, quarterback.
Pat Ryan, quarterback.
Tom Coombs, tight end.
We're crazy Jets fans, and we don't care who knows it. We want a touchdown, and this is how he shows it.
Angela, t-shirts. I thought you said everybody wore hats here.
Oh, well, they did the other night.
Well, too bad, because I look dynamite in a t-shirt.
Well, at least we have the players' names.
That's right. Here we are. Let's go, Gastelo!
Let's go, Gastelo! Let's go, Gastelo!
I hope this is a high-scoring game. Oh, and it was nice meeting you, young lady. I liked the game, too. Wasn't it nice meeting him, Jeff?
What?
Jeff, oh, Jeff.
What?
Angela.
How about those Jets?
Mother, let's go.
No, no, Angela, wait a minute. Wait.
What's going on here? Are you guys married?
No. This is just a misunderstanding here. Sally, right? Just a minute. Angela.
They're married. Come on, Sally, let's get out of here.
No, Nanette.
Angela, please, just let me explain.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, you're a free man. You don't have to explain your Sunday afternoons to me. It's just that, I thought that... Well, I guess I was wrong.
What do you mean? We just came down here to watch the game, right, pal?
Right.
Yeah, Tony didn't tell me he was bringing two girls. Right, pal?
Hey, Jeff, wait a minute.
You never said that. Right, Tony?
Oh, no, I didn't say that, but, you know, I was...
Just answer the questions.
No, I never said I was going to bring two girls.
You're a witness, dear.
Tony, did you bring those two girls?
Am I under oath? Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I, if it was anybody else but Angela, I'd back you up, but I can't for her. I can't.
Angela,
Okay, I met her here, but she means nothing to me.
And I do?
Yes. Didn't I tell you you were special?
Yes. And I believed you. Mother, I think the verdict is in.
Yes, and I think you just lost the case, Counselor.
Hey, I got caught with an honest witness. Angela, being with you, you really are terrific.
Right.
Hey, Angela, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault. You tried to tell me, I just wouldn't listen. I'm sorry you lost your friend.
So what's so special about him anyway, huh?
Yeah, you know, you take away his winning personality, his season tickets, his VIP parking, and Annette.
And he's just another lawyer, rich, successful, good-looking.
Think we can catch him in a parking lot?
Oh, what a day, huh? Mm. You lost a friend, and you lost a lover. Oh, well, the night's young. One of us has got to get lucky. Hi, guys. I'm Mona.
Mona! Mona! Let's go, Mona!
Gee, this looks like fun. Do you mind if I try?
Hey, lady, listen, we're playing for money here.
Oh, wait a minute, wait. I've got money. I've got, $20. Is that enough?
Rack them up.
I see. You leave the money here, and then whoever wins gets to keep it?
That's right, ma'am. Here, you go first.
Oh, all right. Here, big guy. Want to hold my coat for me?
Allow me.
Okay. There we are. Oh, yeah. Here?
Yes.
Okay. Like this?
That's it.
Okay. Here? Bank the 6 ball and sink it back home.